Welcome everybody. Today we are going to talk about technology and the hospitality industry. Technology has made its world into the field of tourism in a big way. It's usually, it's been there for donkey's years, but now it's even much bigger. It's got its manageable tools and it's capable of processing large amounts of data very, very quickly. It can perform a number of functions right from basic arithmetic to dispensing results in various formats. Technologies are used in almost all branches of hospitality. All. Travel agent, shipping, hotels, airlines, railways, cruises, you name it and it's there. Technology has revolutionized the way we travel, making our travel adventures more convenient and fun. It's part of massive change in the industry whatsoever, tourism industry. You can now call it technology travel. Internet is one of the biggest sources now of trip planning. You know, websites like TripAdvisor and things like that made it easy to plan a trip. You get videos, you get social media posts, you get customer reviews, you get unique places to shop and dine. And you'll find everything on one website. So, I mean, like I said, TripAdvisor.com is designed to give you advices to do trips. And it incorporates all sectors, airlines, hospitality, also. And the whole thing has gambited, we love to call everything E, so it's e-tourism. Use of technology by airlines. Airlines were the first to adopt technology actually in a big way. So travel today, it takes technology to plan trip. You find your information via technology. You know, old fashioned way was when you went to a travel agent, you talked to them, you said, India looks interesting, you read books on India. Now you go online, you find everything. But for airlines, it's used for all types of things. Flight bookings, flight tracking, everything, every information, anything which you can and figure out the technology can give you, it will give you online. So you can review your experiences also. Travel technology was first used for the first computer reservation system of the airline industry was when it was introduced. This first CRS was 4 decades back. It was sudden growth of travel globally, which put tremendous pressure on handling traffic. You know, they used to do handwritten tickets and all, and then maintain hand logs. Now, they started using technology. So, handling of air tickets, both international and domestic flights, became very difficult. Manual handling was not effective. Was not giving the desired results at the proper time. It was a cumbersome process. So technology passenger reservation systems were required. IBM was the first one who developed the program called PARS, Program Airline Reservation System. It was developed in the 1960s. First airline to use PARS was US-based Continental Airlines in the year 1967. Then it was followed by major US airlines, and later it was adapted by all other airlines. Then a multi-access CRS system was developed called Centralized Reservation System, in which a switch which directs an agent's inquiry into the CRS of one of its participating airlines. CRS is used to store, retrieve information of airlines, hotels, car rentals, etc. So it's a centralized reservation system for everything. Every reservation system stores and retrieves real-time data. So each travel agent can use CRS to make reservations from anywhere in the world. Travel agents benefit because CRS is capable of performing several back office work. Otherwise, it's very consuming, time-consuming. So they have one CRS system. They check the airline, they make the booking, they check the hotel, they make the booking, Well, initially it was meant for airlines, so because airline bookings were difficult to access from everywhere. They had to make phone calls and make bookings. This was a better, more efficient system. Then it was extended to everything, to travel agencies. Most airlines have outsourced the CRS. Now GDS is used, Global Distribution Systems. There are lots of global distribution companies. Their databases basically capable of storing, updating enormous amount of information on supply and demand. A wide range of tourism products. And that tool, it just the boundaries got taken out by the system. So GDS became an intermediary system which interacted with the Galileo. The GDS system used by by travel by the airline companies. Popular GDS systems, Travelport, Galileo, Apollo, WorldSpan, Amadeus, Sabre. There are many more also. Most popular one is AcroCRS, which is cloud-based. So how do you define e-tourism? E-tourism basically analysis, design, implementation, and application of IT and e-commerce solution for companies within the travel industries. So it is a digitization of all processes, value chains in tourism, travel, hospitality, catering, all of them together. So an organization saves time, efficiency, creates more efficiency, effectiveness. Application to information and communication technologies in various sectors of the tourism industry. India saw the emergence of e-tourism in the last decade, the 20th century, and it became an online revolution. Where tourists access information for destination, facilities, availabilities, prices, geography, climate, from a single platform. Examples for e-tourism today in India is Make My Trip and others. Big online travel agencies, OTAs, which came in, Make My Trip, Clear Trip, EasyGo, Yatra, all these OTAs, online travel agents, sites travel, wide options are exploring. So they do your hotel booking, they do your bus booking, they do your car booking, they do your bus, they do your light services booking. So anything an offline travel agent could do was performed by these companies. And the beauty of this is it's a one-stop shop and you can do it yourself. And you're paying online as well. Information and communication technologies. Nowadays, the internet and ICTs, which is information communication, are relevant on all operative, structural, strategic, and marketing levels. They facilitate global interaction among suppliers, intermediaries, and consumers across the world. What ICTs means is that basically the information is widely available and accessible through varieties of medias. And there are no boundaries, no geographical boundaries anymore for information. Information travels as fast as air or light. I mean, information can be accessed through what? Mobile devices, portable devices, digital television, service terminals, kiosks, any modes. You have Expedia, Travelocity, Last Minute, Obitus, one of the most dominant global travel agents, electronic travel agents, offering one-stop shop for consumers. For India-based, you have Make My Trip, you have Clear Trip, GoiVivo, all these are for India. Expedia is global. All these Make My Trip and all, so all going global now. Role of society, international, the telecom, AeroQuick, SITA, the allies, automation. Great significance. Automation resulted in a high level of productivity. SITA has provided the data processing service and is the major supplier for information handling services for the airline industry. Specific aim to provide safe and regular air transport in all countries. Today, the hotel industry is a major market for technology and software marketing. What are the advantages? Easy, accessible to information at the press of a button. Saves labor. Better internal and external communication. Faster communication. Quicker method of response. Gives you analysis. So, tells you where what is being viewed. Helps improve your productivity, makes your communication clearer, minimizes errors. Quick reservations, direct reservations into your cloud-based systems if you have a cloud-based CRM. Increases profitability because it adds another dimension to your sales structure. VideoTrex is a system is a revolutionary way to provide technologized information without the expensive. This is offered technology terminal. It requires a telephone line, color television, screen and adapter linking it to keyboard as a decoder. Direct communication between agents and principals throughout the industry. Linking information, holiday packages, airlines, accommodation, cruises, car rentals, insurance and other travel related services. Using the cyberspace travel tourism. Global television, multimedia. One second. Using cyberspace, which is the internet, in the travel and tourism global television. Basically, there are 550 million internet users. Over and above, I mean, much more than that. Now, India is the second largest online market in the world, ranked only behind China. Technology and subscribers exchange news, views, advices on shopping. They are in chat sessions, discuss recipes, exchange photographs, talk about trade, talk about their trips. Anything and everything is now put in on the cyber information highway. What it provides is an ideal mode of promotion of tourism. In any potential area to anyone in the world. So communication becomes it becomes so easy. And what you want to say can be expressed to a large audience. So, and for the audience also, for the traveler also, it gives easy access to good and reliable information. It facilitates in making up my mind and finalizing my plan. It advances the means of mode of travel and communication. It tells me where I can get what, so I can make up my mind depending on my needs. That helps the industry tremendously. AI is another dimension. It's a little baby now, but it's growing fast. So initially it started with chatbots, robot assistants. I mean, hospitality adopted robot assistants a long time ago, but now it's getting better and better. They've been designing robots to support customer services. They're deployed to improve guest services, experiences. AI is helping guest experiences become so much better. I mean, technology advanced from a light bulb today to AI being used in your room to control your devices where you stay in an hotel room. So, and it's going to keep continuously expanding. So they're used for customer purchases, travel choices, journey patterns and itinerary. Location preferences, hotel rating inquiries, payment methods. Like I said, it's even used in controlling your devices in your hotel rooms. A number of technological innovations with origins beyond the industry will affect how business is conducted within it. The internet is among the most important of these technological innovations. But several other technology-related factors. Strategic alliances were made possible by smart cards technology. Video conferencing and business travel had a major impact on business travel. Security and access control was created by biometrics, fingerprint scanners, retinal patterns, robotics, call accounting systems, security systems, portable video conferencing, your virtual reality, gearing the internet to boost India's tourism. I mean, all endeavors are being made for promotion of tourism in India by the government, by not only the central government, but also the state governments in individual spaces, in individual markets. Information technology, what does it do? It allows information to flow, and seamless information to flow. It allows you to communicate what you want to communicate directly to the person without having to spend too much money. You cannot ignore information. You cannot ignore the feedback system which it also generates. You cannot ignore its analytics. The main drivers in the tourism industry is the global internet working. There is quick access to online reservations. There are guides which are available. There are tips which are available. TripAdvisor, like I said, will give you, I mean, I went here and I can go on TripAdvisor and post my experiences, put my pictures. So that somebody else goes, he can go and feel it tells me information on hotels, it tells me information on the infrastructure in the city, or tells me information on the facilities which are available. All that is available now. Plus, tourist operators, agents and hotels are all interlinked. Network being linked with corporate and communication sectors. And the biggest of them all is you make a booking online, automatically gets into the system of the hotel. You don't have to wait for a confirmation. The confirmation, if it's given by the online travel agent, is the confirmation which you have. So as a traveler, I get all organized information. I get information from vast sources, various sources. I get information from government, I get information from the tourism industry, I get information from travelers, I get information about local businesses, local communities, how many people are residents there, I get information about where to travel, what to see, what are the local facilities if I go to a particular place. Not only does it help me move on, plus I also start building onto the online community. So community development also happens. It's an existing relationship between technology and tourism. Global internet has made it very easy for information flow, and communication systems are embedded in them. It also helps in analysis of data, because there's a lot of data available now. Let's take the example of data availability in terms of TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor will tell a person for a destination or a particular hotel whether TripAdvisor's people are, how many people are speaking well for it, how many people are giving it new feedback, how many people have viewed it, what is your response. You can analyze everything. You can also, I mean, analyze data of your competition. So information technology is giving you a lot of data. Then it does another thing. It makes commerce easy. I mean, it was slow, and particularly for consumer relationship to develop with e-commerce. But now with internet connection, high rate with online travel agents, websites of travel agencies itself, it's allowing this to happen. But incompleteness, the system is going to complete itself one day or the other. It is going to continue to derive consumer confidence. It's not as vast, but it takes time for it to become fast. Adoption to technology takes time. There are obstacles. There are inadequacies in the system. Hacking is a problem. But people will adopt to technology. Online travel market, although with all these issues, globally was 2.3 trillion in 2023. And it's going to grow at 10.3% over the period of 2023 2023 to 2030, actual potential is huge. And it affects everything. It affects the entire globe. And this cannot be underestimated whatsoever. Slowly by slowly, on the online and world will be one of the major business activities. Today already it is. In hospitality, technology is a term with many contemporary meanings that has come to be associated with the use of technological system in a business operation, largely because so much innovation has occurred in the area of information systems. It advances every day. What was yesterday's technology is today's, relic. Sometimes useful, sometimes not. To understand the impact of technology in the hospitality industry, it's been a 21st century phenomenon. It's affected everything. It's affected from the way we purchase. Look at it in the food service sector. How we, order food. We get home deliveries from various restaurants now. Use Swiggy, use Zomato. Even restaurant chains are coming up with their own apps. So you can enjoy your finished meals at home. So, the whole technology landscape has changed the way we utilize the hospitality industry. So let's talk about various different sectors in the hospitality where technology innovations are helping it to move. Let's say in the food production, yes, there are various kinds of innovations which have come up in food production. The way we cook food has changed. Look at air fryers. It's technology. Frying without oil. So how food is stored, prepared and served. Over a period of time, technology has improved upon the way we cook, we prepare and lots of innovative machines are coming in, equipments are coming in. Designs of kitchens are changing depending on the innovation. You have kitchens which are completely electric. Commercial kitchens which are completely electric. Use of everything is based in electricity. Without gas. So technology is changing. And with changing times, adaptation of this technology will take its own time. It's not that the gas is going to evaporate. So there are innovative ways in which now technology is being used in the kitchen, in food service areas. So large multi-unit food service operations have larger spaces and larger funds to innovate in this aspect. So larger firms have invested and are researching into various ways of using technology to improve food service, improve food quality, and to minimize wastage. The front of the house. Now in food service itself, delivering menus. Menus can be digital. Taking orders can be digital. The person can do it himself. You have these technologies being used. Reservations and seating you can do a reservation online. And seating, you can choose the seat with like you would do in an airline. Collecting payments are also now happening using UPI and various apps. But technology should not be only used associated with technology systems. In olden days, drive-up windows for quick service restaurants was also technological innovation. Just as a point of sale is, terminal is. Manager's office also, depending on the technology you use. Manager can track sales, buy menu item. Menu engineering becomes easy because of technology. Tells you what is sold, what is not sold. What is the cost of your production? It will calculate everything for you. Your production requirement, sales history, inventory replenishment when it's required, your power values are being held or not. And communication between offices also becomes easy because you're cloud-based. If you make cloud-based things to a head office, it automatically goes to corporate office. PMS. Now, what is PMS? Property management systems. combines hardware and software. Handles reservation, allocation of room, selling price, anticipated demand, your revenue management, profile of guests, guest history, records every transaction in every department, sets price per anticipated branch. So there are PMS systems where you say, if my occupancy booking has touched 40%, my price should rise by so-and-so, That's yield management. That's your revenue management system. Plus, it now interlinks with various online travel agents, if it's cloud-based. So your prices will increase there also. You can specify, you can limit the number of rooms you're selling to online travel agents. And direct bookings will go into your system. You don't have to get a mail and confirm. All that system's gone away. Time saving. It allows for innovation. It allows for analytics. Tells you how many inquiries, how many people have you have wanted to book. What are your popular dates? But the greatest impact, like I said, is online travel agents. More and more information is available for leisure, business travel, anything. Last minute bookings can be done online now. Don't have to run, call somebody, call there, they'll call the hotel. That you don't have to do anything. You have to do it online. You can do it online. You get reviews, you get city guides, you get information on attraction, recreation, and this airline flight schedules, availability, rates. Different, you get to compare from all different airlines. We're going from your destination to my destination. In what are the prices, what times they're leaving. You can choose your airline, you can use the time. And the perception is now growing that online information is all what you require. Plan a trip. No reading books any longer. That's the bad part of technology.